So I'd like to try to discuss today is a conundrum which happens to be one of these topics that really grabs my attention, having to do with Shitas HaRambam regarding the Chatzot Ros, and it sort of generated a lot of controversy, even up to the modern era, the era of the Achronim, regarding you know how the Rambam was interpreting and understanding this mitzvah and its applicability today. So I think Steve is trying to get in. Just begin with the pesukim just to make sure we're all on the same page. Interestingly, this is one of the makoros, according to the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, for what we call the pshuta lefanel la'achareha, right? The idea that when you have a trua, it has to be preceded and followed by a din of a tkia, so you have the tkatem trua, right? So, so here you see that's the din of pshuta lachara. You see that trua yiskeu, the trua is followed by a tkia. So this is significant for tkia shofar, even though we're dealing here with chatzot ros. So ad kan, that's what we call the mitzvah shah. That the Jewish people were traveling in the midbar, so the chatzot ros had a function. You could have one, you could have two, you could have a trua, you could have a tkia. And if you wanted to call a meeting, you would have a tkia. If it was the entire, you know, Klal Yisrael, it was, what would they call an all-staff meeting? So then they get the two chatzot ros, and if you only want the nesiim, a one chatzot ros with tkia. And if you want to send everybody into motion, if it's nesiyas hamachanos, then it's the trua. And again, every trua, by definition, has to be preceded. So we're a little bit less interested in that for now, but it is important just to note, and I'll try to make something of this a little bit later, that in terms of the mitzvah shah, it seems like the tzkiyah and the trua are doing different things, right? The tzkiyah is calling a meeting in, right? It's a huddle. You know, it could be of the whole of Klal Yisrael or the nesiyim, and the trua is sending people out. So they're opposites, right? Okay, very good.
Creating the other Kalim, the Mishkan, those are mitzvahs, so why?
It's a good question. The Rambam, somewhat controversially, the Rambam thinks that building the Aron, building the menorah, building the Shulchan, all the Kalim are part of one mitzvah, of the Asulim Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Socha. So that's a very important issue. It's not obvious. You could say, no, building the Aron is one mitzvah, and building the Mizbeach, and building Mizbeach HaKdoros. So that's a very fascinating issue. Why the Rambam consider it all part of the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaBechira? That's a really interesting question. We actually have never dealt with that here. That's a good, maybe take Aaron's point and make a note for next year when we get to Truma Tetzaveh. It would be worth thinking about. A lot of the Nosei Kalim are bothered by that. Why did the Rambam think that, you know, building the Aron was necessarily part of the mitzvah of the Beis HaMikdash? And we know that, just to, you know, again, not to get too far off track here, but since I got started, you know, you could have the Beis HaMikdash without the Aron. Remember, the whole point. Before that, right? So, so there's a lot to think about there. Okay, now, we'll see the way that the Rambam formulates this mitzvah of the Chatzot Ros. Because you're right, the pasuk says aseilacha. Sounds like it's a mitzvah asiya. So the Rambam formulated it a little bit differently. That's also a very good good point on your part. Okay, so now we get to the mitzvahs daros. V'chisavam elcham v'yartacham alatzar atzar eschem v'arayosam echatzotzos v'nizkartin eshem elkechem v'noshatim meveichem v'yom simchaschem v'odechem v'roshechachichem v'sikatam echatzotzos alosechem v'alzivchei shalmeichem. So the Torah tells us, now we're moving, right, from the mitzvah shah to the mitzvah doros. So you have one element, the chatzot ros, and they have a particular function in the midbar. But then afterwards, their meaning changes. So what's their function from that point on? Well, you have these two very different kinds of situations on its face. Right? One of them is a situation of, you know, distress. And there, what's the critical use? What sound are we keyed in on? The trua, right? Variosim b'chatzotzros. Then uviyom simchaschem v'adeichem. It's kind of the opposite. There, what are we doing? It's kia. Yeah. Okay. So Ibn Ezra has a very, very important comment here. Ibn Ezra says that he thinks it's the same, and it's like two parts of a talich, of a process that started with a crisis, and then there's a Yeshua. So you start out with truos, and then you move to tzkios. And it's really interesting the way that he puts it here. This is in the second source.
So coming and going is A and B of the same event.
That's what he's saying, right. So if you take a look here, he says, V'yom simchaschem v'adeichem, sheshavtem me'eretz oyev, right? You come back from the war, you won, nitzachtem ha'oyev v'abal leichem, ukivatem yom simcha ki mei Purim. So he says, it's just like Purim, right? What happened on Purim? You had the Zman Milchama, and then you had Kayamim Asher Nachu Behem HaYehudim. So what Ibn Ezra is doing is very fascinating. He's saying, he's bothered by this idea. It's like, it seems like the Chatzotzos have these opposite uses. Are they for times of Tzaros or Yemei Simcha? So he says, oh, no, they're there the whole time. Okay, we'll come back to that idea.
It's like the 1812 overture of Tchaikovsky. First, yeah, like the war and all the, and then at the end, like the triumph.
Exactly. And the meaning seems to be very good. And the meaning seems to be that it's much better than having a separate kli, right? So it's sort of, it really creates a much greater sense of Yeshua Hashem. Right. You're saying with this same kli. So again, another detail to be mindful of here is the detail of miksha, which I interests me in general. In the Torah, miksha only comes up three times, all in the context of the Mishkan, right? The menorah. This week's parsha begins with the din of miksha li'ikuva, right? The Ramban famously says that the only din of miksha, the only din of the menorah li'ikuva, isn't the zahav, aren't the kaftorim, the prachim. That's all a hiddur. But the only din which is really li'ikuva is a din of miksha. That's why the Torah comes back to Zema, say, I'm Naram, Miksha Zahav, Ad Yerecha, Ad Pircha, Miksha. He, the Rabban says, only Miksha is the Ikuvah. So you have the menorah, very good. You have the Chatzotzos. What's the third? It's all in the context of the Mishkan, the Kruvim. Right. So I want to come back to that idea also. So the Ramban, in general, was put a lot of thought into Tzkiya and Truvah. It's hard not to, you know. And we'll talk about this. We already mentioned the Pshuta Lefana, Pshuta Le'achareha. The Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur themes here is very, very important. And of course, in the Torah, when you think about it,
everything.
Yeah, that's true. Also, yeah. So the Rosh Hashanah is defined as Zichron Trua, as Yom Trua. Tzkiyah is not a very big theme. Tzkiyos are Malava, the Truos. It's a pshuta lefana, pshuta achara, but it's all defined relative to the trua, right? So we're going to, a question here is going to be, how much is this the same theme or a different theme? And a way of getting at that question is, of course, what is the relationship between the shofar and chatzotzros? Right? Because, interestingly, they seem to be opposite themes, except when you're in the Beis HaMikdash, there's a special din, the Rambam quotes, b'chatzotzros v'kol shofar hariyu Lifnei HaMelech Hashem. In the Beis HaMikdash, you always have to have them together. Otherwise, so we say Mitzvah Hayom B'Chatzotzos or Mitzvah Hayom B'Shofar. They're not the same, and they can't be used right at the same time. It's really interesting. So if it's a Yom Tainus, it's a Yom Chatzotzos. If it's Rosh Hashanah, it's a day of Shofar, which is really interesting. Obviously, what becomes even more fascinating is, what do you do Yom Kippur of the Yovel year, right? We know that there, that's the very source of the din of shofar, right? Avartim shofar trua b'chodesh hashvi b'asur l'chodesh b'yom ha-kippurim taviru shofar b'chol ha-artzuchem. Torah never says shofar by Rosh Hashanah. We take it from Yom Kippur of the Yovel year. On the other hand, it's a day of tainus. So that's a really interesting question. So all of these things are going to come up. So the, if you take a look here at the Ramban writes the following: Karpi Rashi b'seder emor l'kohanim ki atrua remez l'midas adin ki chen kasu b'maso salpi Hashem b'yad Moshe v'hi aminat sachas b'melchama v'chasav ki sevo melchama b'yartzechem v'ariosem. So the Ramban was trying to put together a grand theory. So remember we said before, in terms of mitzvah shah, when are the truos used? When they're, the machanos are traveling. In terms of the mitzvahs doros, when are the chatzotros used for trua bisman milchama? The Ramban says, hainuhach. It's really the same. Because why are the machanos traveling? Machanos are traveling to Eretz Yisrael for purposes of milchama. That's what he means. Ki chen kasu b'masos, v'hi aminatzachas b'milchama, etc. V'chein tiru ki chomas yiricho nafla b'trua. He has a raya for it. That what did they do? Right? They used the trua and the chomos of yiricho came down. Uvakilos ha-kahal ru'uyim l'tzkiya. Ki ha-pshuta remez l'midas rachamim ki mino pshuta l'kai b'l'shavim. Uksiv v'yom simchaschem v'odeichem v'tkatem milchama l'trua mo'adim v'asimcha l'rachamim. So really the opposite of the Ibn Ezra in a certain sense. The Ramban wants to play up very much the distinctions between Tekiah and Trua. They're opposite themes. Trua represents the idea of din, of milchama, right? Think about it in terms of Rosh Hashanah, makes a lot of sense. Yom Trua, Zichron Trua, and Tekiah is really about rachamim. So for the Ramban, right, Pshuta Lefana, Pshuta Lachara has a lot to do with the admixture of rachamim into din, if you really want to understand what he thinks that symbolism is. But be that as it may, right? V'yom simchaschem v'odeichem v'rosheichat sheichem, only tkios, right? Not truos. Truos would have no role there. Okay. Now, this is the point to what we'll transition into the Rambam. But before we do that, right? So let's just review one very critical Ramban. So the Ramban did not agree, and the weight of the Talmudic evidence was undoubtedly on his side, did not agree with the Rambam's idea that there is a mitzvah d'oraisa to daven every single day. Interestingly enough, Reb Chaim, his very famous essay about the Rambam's din of kavana and tefillah, Reb Chaim has an idea that there are two dinim of kavana. One of them is to have a basic awareness that one is mispalel, omei lifnei Hashem. The second is kavana samilim. The first din is shayach to all of tefillah. The second din is only shayach to Birchas Avos, the Ikuva. So at the end of that piece, Reb Chaim has a line, almost like a throwaway line. He says, and even according to those who disagree with the Rambam that there's no daily chi of deraisa to daven, they'll agree that there's a ki of deraisa. That's a very interesting idea. I think that's a controversial idea, actually. The Ramban, when he writes here about, in critiquing the Rambam's view, Sefer HaMitzvos and the Hasagos, the Mitzvah Hey, so the Ramban relates back to our topic. You remember one of the Rambam's main rayas in that discussion of Mitzvah's Tefillah B'chol Yom Yidaraisa is La'avda B'chol Avalchem, Ezo Yavoda Shebelev, Zo Tefillah. Okay? And the Ramban thinks that that basically is an asmachta, like all of the other evidence that the Rambam quotes. And he says, V'ikar Kasav La'avda B'chol Avalchem, Mitzvah Saseh, So one of the Ramban's big ideas in the Torah is that mitzvah should be done wholeheartedly and not just either by rote or with some element of skepticism or doubt. The role of safek is very important for the Ramban. Many, many other indications. He says, La'avda b'chol avavchem is a chi of deraisa that whenever you do a mitzvah, whether it's lulav or shofar or sukkah or matzah or makeh or anything that you want, it should be done wholeheartedly, not sort of by rote and not with suffix.
So, but the point is, it's not, I mean, you could say it's a chiyuv, but the chiyuv is part of each mitzvah. Absolutely. Here, the chiyuv is separate.
Oh, so that's now this is. Very good, professor. So, Marsha Darsha b'Sifrei La'avdos Atalmud V'Racher Zot Tefila Asmachtehi neutralizing the Rambam. Olo Mar Shemichala Avoda Shenumba Tarasov Shenispal Eilav Be'Eis Hatzaros V'Yisei Einenu V'Libenu Eilav Kinei Avadin Melyada V'Nehem V'Zeh Kinein Shekasa V'Chisevo Melchama B'Artzachem Al Hatzar Hatzar Ereschem Varyosam achatzotzos v'niskartem b'tnei Hashem elokeichem v'hi mitzvah al shat tzara shetavol atzibor lizok lefanav b'tfila uvetrua. That when it says v'harayosam achatzotzos, that's what we call trua b'peh and trua b'kli. And again, the Ramban comes back to it later in the piece. V'im ulaya midrashem b'tfila ikar min haTorah nimna oso b'minyano shel rav nomar shi mitzvah le'es hatzaros shenamin shehu yisbarach v'yisale shomei tfila v'hu amatzel min hatzaros b'tfila v'zaaka v'havenza. So this Ramban always gets presented in a way that is a little bit misleading, I think. People say, oh, the Ramban agreed that it was a mitzvah d'araisa to daven b'es hatzara. So number one, the Ramban doesn't say that as a definitive. He says, ulai, maybe. More importantly, I think that misses the essential point of the Ramban. The Ramban says it's not really a mitzvah tefillah. Okay, the mitzvah is la'avdo b'chol levavcha, that we have to serve God with a full heart. Now that is built into every single mitzvah, as Professor pointed out, that when you do a mitzvah lulav or mitzvah shofar or whatever you're doing, you build a makkah, they should do so with b'chol avchem, b'chavana ritzuya shlema, right? V'lo al tzad asafik. Now, how does that express itself then, be'es tzara? So if there's generally an obligation to serve God wholeheartedly, that means be'es tzara, this chiyuv emerges distinctively. And if you really believe in God, right, b'chavana ritzuya shlema, right, so then, you know, you wouldn't remain silent, be'es tzara. Right, emerges not as really a chiyav mitzad tfila, but a chiyav mitzad ala'avdo b'chol avavchem. So, you know, it'd be a very, very strange thing. If a person really believed in, especially the Ramban's conception of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, as he writes about it in all, you know, every opportunity he has, in terms of the Yetzias Mitzrayim and other places, that, you know, a Kaddish Baruch Hu controls the world, and a Kaddish Baruch Hu can overturn the world, and all these things. And then the chips are down, and you know you're facing a tsunami, and you do nothing. So that's you know calls into question to what extent a person is really an oved b'chol lev of b'chol nefesh. If you really believed that a Kaddish Baruch Hu could you know help you here, you would reach out, right? Lizok b'tfila v'trua. But it's not really mitzad hatfila. The Ramban doesn't think that there's an obligation to daven. The Ramban you know writes very you know, persuasively that tefillah is a chesed habore aleinu, that it's an act of divine grace, you know, it's an expression of divine grace, I should say, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the opportunity to daven. Here, be'es tzaros, it's a chiyuv of love to b'chol
v'avcha. The mitzvah is to believe that God answers prayer, and then of course you're going to then because you believe that, then you pray, obviously.
I think that's exactly the point.
Yeah.
So I think it's really misleading when people say that the Ramban thinks that there's a mitzvah to daven, be'es tzara. That's not what
the Rambam has a famous thing, which is very brilliant, but I think it's not right.
No, it's definitely not right that the Rambam thought that every day is a crisis. Yeah, it's not true. Yeah, so if you take a look here now in the Rambam, mitzvah nun tes set up the whole thing. So in the minyan hakatsa, the Rambam writes litkoa bechatzotzos al korbanos. This really always confounded me. So, you know, the way that it's presented in the Torah is first the trua based tzara, and then the tkia biyom simcha. So the Rambam wants to privilege here the tkios. He says, "Latkoa bechatzotros al korbanos uvishas tzaros." You'd have the impression here that it was tkia across the board. And that the dominant motif is Yom Simcha. We go to the Sefer HaMitzvos. Mitzvah Nuntesh, Yishitzivanu Litkoa Bechatzotros, B'miktash, Yimakarvas Kol Karben, Yikarbnei HaMoadim. So again, what stays front and center? The Tzkiya, the Yimei Simcha.
Which Minyan HaMitzvos?
This is the Minyan HaKatzar.
The Hakam.
Yeah.
Okay,
so now the Sefer HaMitzvos, The Rambam stays within that basic theme. And then, again, tkiya, as if that's the controlling theme. what happened to Trua? Be'itos atzarach v'atzarach k'shenitzak v'nei Hashem yisala v'u'amaro v'chisavo mechama be'artachem al hatzar hatzarach eschem. So, it's really interesting. In the Torah, I mean, Ibn Ezra made a big deal of this, right? It's the other way. Tzara, and then Simcha. Trua, and then Tzkiya. For the Rambam, you wouldn't know about the Truos. Tzkiya is really the dominant theme. It's just like he's trying to put everything within the context of the Korbanos, the Beis HaMikdash, right, the Yimei Simcha, etc. The Magen Mishnah noticed it right away. V'ra'isil Rabbeinu, this is the seventh source. B'sefer HaMitzvot, Shalo, Shemana Troa Zo Tzkiya Shevashas Korbanos Mitzachas V'tamani. Lama. Sharei Shnei Psukim Emekasa. So I don't really understand what the Rambam is talking about. These are clearly distinctive mitzvos. V'nir Shadaitor Shemitzi Achas Klalis Litko Bechatzos Mikdash Reisa Korbanos Uveisa Tzaras Be Mikdash Be Mekvulin V'en Roi Lidnosan B'shnei Mitzvos Yod Tzarachiyon. So the Magmish says, I don't really know the answer to the question, but clearly the Rambam is getting at something, and we have to investigate. And the Magen Avraham from the other direction, I pointed out at the beginning, was very confounded by this Rambam. Different Rabbi Nitama Lamein Anog and Litkoa Beis Tzara. Rambam Bishen Taniyos Tzibor Bebavel. Mikol Makom Lo Midaraisa Mitzvah Litkoa Below Tainis. Right, the Tainis only Dinder Abanan. Or if you like, as I'll try to demonstrate for the Rambam. A high level din d'rabbanan, what we call midirei sofrim, a rabbinic expansion of a din d'oraisa. But even if you can't have the tainis, because there's only taniyos tzibur that are declared in Eretz Yisrael, in taniyos tzibur b'bavel, so why are you going to throw out the baby with the bathwater? Don't throw out the d'oraisa with the d'rabbanan. You should hold on to the d'oraisa. The d'oraisa isn't the tainis. The d'oraisa are the truos. So Magen Avraham couldn't figure out, why aren't we doing this today? Right? We have all kinds of tsaros today. You know, that's the one thing for sure we have. You know? Lamin enogim litko beis tsara.
It's a din in Mishkan.
Oh. So Robert is starting to say something very important. What Robert's really saying, Robert, let me just paraphrase what you said. This will be like Rashi and the Rashbam. Rashi uses one word, the Rashbam has three paragraphs. So you said one word, let me say a paragraph at it. What Robert is saying is, oh, the Rambam maintains that it's one mitzvah. You're correct, right? So the Rambam is saying that the din of Trua be'es Tzara only exists within the framework of Tzkiya be'es Karban. I think you're right about that. I think that's clearly the answer to the Magen Avraham's question. So that's why I wanted to put the Magen Mishnah and the Magen Avraham together. So Robert, very good. The question is why, right? Like, why would that be true? The Magen Mishnah says these are two different psukim, it's two different themes. Right? Didn't we spend a lot of time in this Ramban who says Trua is theme A and Tzkiya is theme B? Why is the Rambam being so laissez-faire about it? We're talking about Tzkiya b'chatzotzer space, Tzara. It's not a Tzkiya, it's a Trua. Okay. So that's where we're going with all this. Now, interestingly, you know, it's always good to establish the Shitos. There were alternatives, other Monei HaMitzvos, including those who basically followed in the wake of the Rambam on most things. The Smag, it's quoted by the Agalus Maimonios. Hasmag lo mana mitzvah zo lizo klariya kol tzara litko bechatzotzos al korbanos levad. He was more Rambam than the Rambam. He said, let's drop, you know, the tanios. Once the tkios, be'esa korban, are the dominant theme, so let's just assume, you know, the v'chisavo mechama bi'arzachem al atzara tzoreruschem, that's not really a chiv d'araisa. That's only v'esim d'rabanan, gabi tishra of zacharinian shara tanios. Fascinating. So he took the Rambam and he went even further, right? He said, make it all about the Mikdash. So the Minchas Chinuch, Joel, it is the Minchas Chinuch here. So he notes, tipping his hand, as always, HaRav Mechaber, that the Sefer HaChinuch Nimshach HaChadas HaRambam, the Shnei Mitzvos Elu Hei Mitzvos Achas, B'minyan Taryag. I love that expression. The Minchas Chinuch is saying, obviously, doesn't agree. Right, he's sensitive to the Magen Mishnah's question, but he says, as we would expect, the Sefer HaChinuch followed the Rambam. You know, he was willing to follow him into the Yam Suf here, and he took these two mitzvos and he integrated them into one. V'ayin hagos v'munias sham shetama al Rambam shekal mitzvah achas v'lamelo yimanu yishtei mitzvos shu shtei psukim is the Magen Mishnah that we saw. So this is, you know, now the Minchas Chinuchs, you know, this is his broad, this is his full attack on the Rambam. He says, and look, you know, the truth is that the Rambam, you know, should have been more consistent, because by the Rambam's own standards, we know that you can have an Osa HaPa'ula, the same action that the Rambam has no problem counting as two separate mitzvos. So, you know, if that's the limiting step here, if the reason the Rambam didn't want to count it as two separate mitzvos is because, after all, they're both with the chatzotzros, you know, the Minchas Chinuch saying, I'm not really so persuaded by that argument. After all, the Rambam is perfectly willing to count, you know, the same basic pu'ula as two distinctive mitzvahs. For example, you know, Shvisas Rosh Hashanah and Shvisas Pesach and Shvisas Sukkis and Shvisas Shavuos are all separate mitzvos. Now, again, those have different zmanim, so you could say, well, we can't really learn so much from there. But what about this idea? And then he's, you know, he's arguing the Rambam does count separately the din of Tkiya and Rosh Hashanah and the din of Tkiya by Yovel. Okay, so he says that's the same pu'ula. So here, even if you want to say it's the same pu'ula, it's different context, different times. So why shouldn't they be counted as two mitzvos? Okay, so I want to take the Minchas Chinuch's question and turned it into an answer for the Rambam. Because it's really striking. And the Rambam, as a matter of fact, relates to this issue. You wouldn't think that he would have a lot of explaining to do. The Rambam does, it's true, count the mitzvah of Tkiya on Rosh Hashanah and the mitzvah of Tkiya on Yovel, Yom Kippur of the Yovel year, as two separate mitzvahs. But you wouldn't think you have much explaining to do. What does one have to do with the other? One is on Rosh Hashanah, the other is on Yom Kippur. One is every year, one is every 50 years. So to count that as two mitzvahs seems obvious. And yet, the Rambam went out of his way to explain why he counts them separately. Wow. Now again, it's worth mentioning in this context that the Rambam, much to the Ramban's consternation, in many, many, many instances, counted something as one mitzvah, where the Ramban felt it really should be two mitzvahs. Famously, Tamid Shel Shachar and Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis V'Shel Arvis. The Ramban says in all cases, you know, Zman Al Shozeh Eino Zman Al Shozeh V'Zeh Eino Ma'akev Zeh. The Ramban says that about all of these things. Minchas Chavitin Ba'erev V'Boker, Ktores Ba'erev V'Boker, Karban Tamid Ba'erev V'Boker, Kriyat Shema. Somebody sleeps in. You have a teenager who sleeps till 11:30, so they're mevatel, you know, Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis. They shouldn't show up to Marv. You know, the day is just getting started. It's a good opportunity for them. So we all agree about that. So the Ramban says it's two separate mitzvos. The Rambam is always prone to counting things as one mitzvah. So the Rambam, and we'll read it inside in just a few moments, but the Rambam actually feels compelled to offer words of explanation. So he's apologizing. You know, I know, really, you would think I should count Tkiyas Yom Kippur Shel Yovel and Tkiyas Rosh Hashanah as, you know, the same mitzvah, but I have to count them separately. That's shocking. Why would you have to explain that? You shouldn't have to explain that at all. That's, like, obvious. But the fact that the Rambam offers an explanation is very telling. And ultimately, I think it's going to be the real, Robert, getting back to your point, that here, Chatzotros, the Rambam saw as one mitzvah. And if you can't have the primary mitzvah, which for the Rambam is Mikdash, Beis HaKorbanos, you're not going to have Magid Avram, right? You're not going to have Truos Beis Tzara. Yeah, of course the Rambam knew that it was Truos Beis Tzara, but he calls it a Tzkiya. He's saying it's all really the same idea. And we're going to explain what that is. Now, let's take a look here in the Rambam in Hilchos Tanios in the beginning. Mitzvah Aseh Min HaTorah, Lizok Ula Hariya B'Chatzotros, I'll call Tzara Shetavol Atzibor. So the din d'oraisa, the pasuk says v'hariyosem. So the Rambam is saying v'hariyosem means zi'aka. The Rav used to like to make that diok zi'aka as opposed to tzi'aka. Vayizak zi'aka gedola umara. Thought that zi'aka was a greater tefila b'tzara. Ula hariyah v'chatzotzo called tzara shetavol atzibor. Shenemar ala tzara tzoris chavariyosem v'chatzotzos. Kilomar kol davar sheitzer lachem. You go in batzores, dever, arbe, any national crisis. V'chayotze b'hen zaku alayin v'ariyu. Davar zamidar chiyatuba u'shebizman shetavol tzara v'yizaku alay v'yariyu. This is now the third time that the Rambam has used this construct. Za'aka trua, za'aka trua, za'aka trua. Yedu akol shvigal maseim arayim hura lahen. Kakasa v'nosechem hitu. V'zeu sheyigrom lam lahasir atzar me'alayim. Avalim lo yizaku v'lo yariyu. Fourth time. Elayom v'davrza minag olam miralado tzarezo nikro nikro yisarezo derech avzarios. V'gorem eslahem lidavik maseim arayim. Now, the Rambam then goes on to say that there's a din v'divrei sofrim that they should fast on these days. Divrei sofrim means that the rabbis came along and said they wanted to give a nice ambiance to the din d'oraisa. So if there's really za'aka and trua going on, and then you're gonna, you know, settle down for a pastrami sandwich,
Is the trua dependent on za'aka?
It's clear from the Rambam that you really need both to accomplish the d'oraisa. It's very important. I agree with you, Freddie. So this is the Rambam's presentation. Now, just to get back to the professor's point, this is by the way, a raya mechrachas against the Rav's idea. The Rav said that there's no dispute between the Rambam and the Ramban in terms of tefillah, right? And that the Rambam just says there's an element of crisis to every single day. Right, and so that's why the Rambam thinks there's a mitzvah to daven every single day. So for the Rambam, it's very clear there's a mitzvah d'oraisa of tefillah b'chol yom u'la'avda b'chol avchem, and there's a separate mitzvah d'oraisa of za'aka be'es tzara. It's two different mitzvahs. One of them is mitzvah hey, the other is mitzvah dantes. Okay, so it's very important. Those are two separate themes. There's two different mitzvahs entirely.
I think actually for the Rambam, the whole idea about Voda is it doesn't derive from need.
Correct.
Yeah.
B'chol yom.
B'chol yom. You feel fine to have a break. Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes. It's absolutely clear. Okay. Now, the Rambam in Klei HaMikdash, or the Rambam deals with the other side of Mitzvah Nantes, the other side of the coin. B'mei HaMoedos Kulam, U'reishe Chadashim, Hayu HaKohanim, Token b'chatzotros, it's clearly part of the avoda, Robert, to your point. He thinks it has to be the Kohanim. There's no evidence that in the Chumash that it would have to be Kohanim, right? Because it says that Kohanim, that's in terms of the mitzvahs shah, in the midbar. Uvnei Aaron Kohanim yisku b'chatzotros. So the Rambam felt that it was part of the avoda. Okay? B'shasa korban v'levim omrim shira shenemar v'yom simchaschem v'odechem v'rosh eichad sheichem. Okay. So here, again, we have Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, Hilchos Tanios. You're using the Chatzotros in both places. As Aaron noted, it's fascinating. The Rambam never says there's a mitzvah of Asiyas Chatzotros. See, the Torah says Asei L'chashdei Chatzotros, because it's not separate, right? You go back, the Tkoa B'Chatzotros. The Maisa Mitzvah is the Tkia. Now, admittedly, the Rambam says that when it comes to the Yemei Tzara, it's going to be a trua, but the Rambam is trying very hard to push them closer to each other. So I mentioned before that the Minchas Chinuch is approaching this and like, you know, this doesn't really make any sense. These are two different mitzvos, like the Magid Mishnah, and by the Rambam's own standards, they really should have been two different mitzvos. And I thought that he had no senes, that the Rambam, what he pointed to in terms of truas Rosh Hashanah and truas Yom Kippur of the Yovel year, I think that actually becomes the linchpin. So here we go. This is the 13th source. And now I'd like to make my case. So the Rambam there writes as if to apologize for counting what I think any of us would have said are two different mitzvos. The Rambam feels the need to offer an explanation. Why am I counting the tkiah of Rosh Hashanah every single year, and the tzkiah of Yom Kippur of the Yovel, which happens twice a century, why am I counting those separate? V'yadua, the Rambam writes, ki atzkiyai b'yovel, amnam lefarsim hachera shehim min hachrasa, Pasuk says, ukrasem deror, right? It's the lefarsim hachera, he says it's a hachrasa. It's a declaration. It's an announcement that the world is, you know, being overturned. The avadim are going free, the avanirtsa is going free, the lands are being repatriated, everything is turning over. Lefarsim hacheros. Ve'ein inyana ke'inyan tkias Rosh Hashanah ki hi zikaron lifnei Hashem v'zeu lahotzias havad. So the Rambam says, you want to understand what I'm thinking in the minyan mitzvos? I'm looking at it conceptually. What is the inyan? So it's a separate inyan. I'm counting it as a separate mitzvah. So this is a hachraza. So it, unlike for the Ramban, who cared a lot about Kiyah versus Trua, Rambam doesn't give a nickel about that. Okay? Doesn't care. He doesn't care. He's even calling Tkios Truos and Truos Tkios, even though he very well knows the difference. Lizokul Haria. That's not the point. That's a symptom of the more fundamental distinction. More fundamental distinction is as follows. Yovel Yer, the reason I'm blowing the shofar is to be mefarsim, is to be machris, that all the avadim are going free. Ukrasim dror ba'aretz. Okay? So what am I doing on Rosh Hashanah? Nothing of the sort. That's a zichron trua. That's a zikaron lifnei Hashem. And now...
Is Yovel a moed?
No. Yom Kippur of the the Yovel year. Yeah, go ahead.
So why would you think it'd be included in the ha-moed? It says of Yom Simchasem, U'moedech, Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't include...
No, but you could have just said, there's a mitzvah to make a tkiah. And you could have said, there's a mitzvah of tkiah every single year in Rosh Hashanah, and there's a mitzvah of tkiah in Yom Kippur of the Yovel year. So he's explaining why he's not doing that. So he's saying, by the Yovel, the tkiah is a din of hachraza, and a din of pirsum, and a din of cheros, and by Rosh Hashanah. It's very surprising to us. Why should the Rambam have to apologize? It's obviously separate. The Rambam is telling us something very critical, which is really the linchpin for Chatzotros. Michlal hein at shomei alav. The Rambam is saying here that the reason I'm counting these two things separately is because they have two different inyanim. The Chatzotros is the same inyan. Now, pray tell, Rambam, how in the world is it the same inyan? Why would you say that it's an inyan echad? How could it be an inyan echad? One of them is a tzara. The other is a yom simcha. One of them is a trua. The other is a tkia. What's that?
Now I see. It's good and possible. There's character in both of
them. Very good. So the Rambam says, all you have to do is you have to read the Chumash.
That's the best year. Where
you go. Right. So the Rambam says, if you could read the Chumash, you'd be okay, right?
Yeah.
So if you take a look here, and it says the Rambam is correct. It's exactly correct. It has to be so.
And it's really in the pasuk. Once you explain it, then hey, it's right there.
Right.
Yeah.
So the Rambam said, take a look at the first source. Again, v'chisavom v'chom aviyartzachem, alatzar atzareschem, v'harayosim v'chatzor. Yeah, it's a trua. Fine. V'niskaratim b'tnei Hashem elokeichem v'nushatim b'veichem, uv'yom simchaschem v'odeichem roshechad sheichem, uskaratim v'chatzotros alosichem v'alzivchei shalmeichem, v'ayu lachem l'zikaron b'tnei elokeichem ani Hashem elokeichem. So the Rambam felt that the institution, if you want to call the inyan, as he refers to it in the Sefer HaMitzvot, of the Chatzotros are that this is a kli which is miyuchad to establish the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael at the extremes of life. So you have periods when you're in a bad way. Batzores, V'dever, Arben, Melchama, V'chisavon, Melchama, V'aretzachem. So you know who you turn to there? You turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You use the Chatzotros. And then you have like these great days, right? Yemei Aliyah, Yom Simchaschem, Umodeichem, Roshaychat. So what do? You get out the same kli, the Chatzotros, and it's a zikaron for Hashem. Now again, there's slight modifications, kia versus trua, but that's not the big story here. That's the second or third paragraph. The big story here is that, as the pasuk, the Gemara is a beautiful, it tells us, David HaMelech in Tehillim is writing, kos Yeshua sesa uveshem Hashem ekra, tzara v'yagon emsa uveshem Hashem ekra. That's the idea of the chatzotros. Whatever is going on, shem shechayev adam levarich ala tova, ka chayev adam levarich ala ra. So I just wanted to leave you with an idea. That's what we said now is halacha. Now just divrei agada. You can take this or leave it. But I think, personally, that's the explanation for miksha. Okay. Now you know what is miksha? Miksha means that you can't have fragmented pieces that you connect, okay? So there are three kalim associated with the Beis HaMikdash that have the din of miksha. One of them is the menorah. The other is the kruvim. And then you have the chatzotzer. So let me just, again, this is, if you decide you do not like this drasha, I think what we said about the Rambam will still be true, and we'll make a very clear distinction, and the divrei agada you throw overboard, and the divrei halacha you keep. Okay. So this is what I think. I think all three are meant to make a point. The kruvim, there's a Gemara in Yuma which says that there's a stira between the way it's written up in Parshas Truma and the Psukim in Yechezkel, right? The kruvim, is it as we read Ufnehem Isha Lachiv, or it says in Yechezkel actually Ufnehem El Habayis? So Gemara comes up with a nice idea. Actually, two opinions of the Gemara. One of them didn't get so much press because it wasn't so. One opinion of the Gemara is a kind of diagonal, like they were sort of rotated on an angle. Nobody remembered that opinion. The second opinion was, oh, they're rotated. Bizman she Yisrael osin ritzono shalmako. Right? And then Bizman she ain ritzono. So what was the idea? The idea was that the kruvim somehow represent the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people, right? Mm-hmm. So when we're doing the right thing, we're facing each other. We're not doing the right thing, it's like, we're facing apart from each other. But what's the bigger story here? Miksha. That really, even when we're fighting, we can't get away from each other, okay? It's one integrated unit. The menorah says, actually the Sforno has this idea, but I think it's slightly different. The Sforno says it actually says miksha represents the inviolate unity of Klal Yisrael. He develops the idea, Amul, Kneha Minorah, Yair Shivas HaNeros, that there are those who are Oskin B'chai Shalos. For various reasons I'm not going to get into now, I think the menorah is actually a representation of the aron. The aron is inside the parochas, nobody sees it. What you can see, the kohanim see anyway, is the menorah. The reason I say that in particular, as you look in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, the Rambam says something very interesting. He says, all of the kalim in the Beis HaMikdash were on an east-west axis, except for the Aron and the Menorah, which are on a north-south axis. That the Menorah is oriented to the Aron. And there's a lot of evidence in the Ner Mitzvah V'Torah, or that the El Mul Pnei HaMenorah, Yairu Shivas HaNeros, is meant to somehow be like a representation of the light of Torah outside of the Parochas. So again, Torah Hashem Tmima, there's a din of miksha there, you can't take one part without the other part. Alright, fine, you like it, you don't like. So the Chatzotros, if they're a din of miksha, like this very much. Why can't they be just assembled from various pieces? Well, I think it works out especially nicely, the Shitas HaRambam. That the point is that the Chatzotros represent a certain idea that we don't have a fragmented or a dualist perspective that, we appeal to God when things are going well and we appeal, to other forces when things aren't going well or vice versa. That we take our entire lives, Yom Simchaschem Vodechem Roshechat Shechem on the one hand, and on the other hand, the Itos Hatzara, and everything is directed Zechira Lifnei Hashem. Everything is fully integrated. And I think that idea of miksha then comes through very, very strongly where you can't have one without the other. So again, in practical halachic terms, if you don't have Robert, as you noted, Magen Avraham, if you don't have the miksha beis hakarbanos, if you don't have the chatzos beis hakarbanos, you can't have the chatzotros bimei taniyos. You're not going to have one without the other. The Rambam went out of his way to count this as one. And I think that the architectural detail, asei lecha shtei chatzotros kesef, miksha taso osam, reflects the basic unity of the chatzotros, that you're never going to have a scenario where you have one without the other. Now for the Rambam, I think it becomes particularly significant, again, that he, even though you could have made the argument in the other direction, that the primary theme was Be'ez Hatzara, so the Rambam sees the Mikdash as a centerpiece here, as comes up in the other two instances of Miksha, so I think that might be related to the Rambam's conclusion as well. Again, whatever you think about the Miksha piece, I think the most important thing is that for the Rambam, when you want to understand, contra the Menchas Chinuch, when you want to understand the Rambam's point of view about Shtei Mitzvos versus Mitzvah Achas, it all has to do with Inyan Echad or Shnei Inyanim. Thus, the Rambam has to offer an explanation to us about Tkiyas Yovel and Tkiyas Rosh Hashanah. Inyana Shel Zeh, Lohi Inyana Shel Zeh. And that brings me, just have 1 minute left, but one last point I think is very, very critical. I believe that this is the true explanation for the Ramban's critique of the Rambam regarding the mitzvah of tefillin. The Ramban, as I mentioned before, Ramban was very upset in general that the Rambam counted Kriyat Shema, Shacharis, V'Arvis as one mitzvah. He thinks it should be two. Zmano Shazelo, Zmano Shazev, Zeno Ma'akev Zeh. The Rambam's obvious answer would be it's all one theme. It's Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim. And the same thing, and so you're framing your day, B'shach B'chav Kumecha, you're framing your day, B'kabbalah Smachol Shemayim. That's true when it comes to the Karban Tamid, when it comes to the Minchas Chavitin, when it comes to the Ketores. That's true across the board. Except where the Rambam feels, and so the Ramban attacks the Rambam on Tefillin, amongst others, it says, you know, he says, for me, it's no problem that Tefillin Shel Yad, Tefillin Shel Rosh are two separate mitzvahs. For the Rambam, you know, if Kriyat Shema Shachris V'Arvis is already one mitzvah, so Tefillin Shel Yad, Tefillin Shel Rosh. But I think this is the key. That Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh, who said they're the same theme? In fact, if you look in the Rambam, it seems very clear that one of them is a mitzvah, the Rambam calls it Lios Mu'utar, Lios Mukhtar, but Tefillin, that's a Tefillin Shel Rosh, which is associated very much with the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, the Mantiyah Torah Hashem Beficha. And then Tefillin Shel Yad is a separate chiyuv altogether. Now, it's true, the Torah says, so you could have imagined that it would be one mitzvah, but if the Rambam feels that in Yana Shel Zeh is Lav in Yana Shel Zeh, then he's going to reserve the right to count it as two separate mitzvos. So again, this is a very, very, very critical idea. So the Shvisa of Rosh Hashanah and the Shvisa of Shabbos, and the Shvisa of Chag HaShavuos, and the Shvisa of Yom Kippur, for the Rambam, are not the same union. They're counted as separate mitzvos. So I think it's always important to bear this in mind. And Chatzotros becomes like, I think, a proof of concept. Where for the Rambam, even where all of the evidence would suggest, counted as two different mitzvos, Tkia versus Trua, Eis Tzara versus Yom Simcha, if the Rambam feels that it's enough of the same inyan, he's going to put it together. When he doesn't, he doesn't. Tefillin Shel Yad, Tefillin Shel Rosh, he feels are separate in Yanim. Kriyat Shema Shachris V'Arvis is the same inyan. So I'll put it together. And that, I think that becomes a really amazing thing, because then it's the ultimate conceptual approach to, you know, classifying Torah. And each time you have it, for the Rambam, it gives you the opportunity to really think through what convinced them. In this case, I think it's so clear because it came from the Pesukim themselves. L'zikaron lifnei Hashem v'nizkartan lifnei Hashem elokeichem. But let's say a person is learning Menachos and learning Tefillin. So now that becomes a really important idea, that Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh really, you know, are separate themes. And the idea of those being distinct and trying to connect them and working hard to connect them. And you know, the Gemara telling us that asach bein tefila letefila, people who dissociate these two different themes, it's a problem, and chozen mima rachos hamilchama. All of these ideas take on, you know, much greater significance when you appreciate how the Rambam is approaching them. So again, I think Chatzotzos is a really, it's a fascinating topic in its own right, but it's even more important, you know, in terms of the broader perspective it gives us. So, Aaron, to come back to your, I couldn't have planned this, but to come back to your question at the beginning, we'll make a note next year for Parshas Truma, the fact that the Rambam integrated V'asa L'mikdash V'shachanti B'socham and says, that's kolel, not only the Binyan Beis HaMikdash in general, but all of the kelim shebo, the aron, the menorah, the mizbeach, that it's hakol in an echad, that's a very, very, very important idea. That ultimately is the answer to that question, right? It's true, they're not ma'akev each other, but for the Rambam, they're all be'inyan echad, and the two-second version of the answer to that question is that the Rambam maintained that every one of the kelim in the Beis HaMikdash served the very same function as having a Beis HaMikdash to begin with, which is Hashras HaShechina B'Yisrael. V'asu L'Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Socham. And since they were all Mipnei Inyan Echad, you're going to count them all as one integrated mitzvah. Okay, so again, we should just go through it, you know, do the work. I don't want to give a short shrift to it, but that's really the message of the Chatzotzos. That's what you can determine. So I think we're able to see from Chatzotzos something that we wouldn't have been able to figure out, you know, absent this discussion. Okay, let's go learn some Parsha.